Let Grandma and Grandpa know that their hockey superstar is on the radio, online at ptbotoday.ca, and on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.
And we are back, and just like that, Chichihar makes it 5-1 from a slap shot right off the faceoff. Didn't even get time to introduce myself again. Number 29 this time, Liu Xiang, makes it 5-1 for Chichihar. And I think that's going to be a good night for the Ice Cats. With 10 minutes remaining, they trail 5-1. And that hole is only getting bigger for them. Chichihar has just come to play. And you can see why they came second in the Chinese Ice Hockey National Women's Championship in recent years. And they are a feeder team to the national women's team in China, which is preparing for competition in the 2020 Winter Olympics. And they're in the attack again. Backhander, you could say, by Roche. But as mentioned, these women are no slouches whatsoever. This Chinese Ice Hockey National Women's Championship, they finished second in it. That is very impressive. So the Ice Cats, even to be hanging with them, shows something about this Ice Cats team. Right now, it's all about respect now for the Ice Cats. And let's see if they can get a couple more back before the end of this game and close that gap as they trail 5-1 with 10 minutes to go, being outshot by 21-20 in the third period. The Ice Cats have it in their own zone. Still within their own zone, circling behind their own net with some speed. Lots of speed, actually. That's Flint. And Healy has it in her own zone again, regrouping. DeFoss now. And Chichihar just not letting them get anything going. And DeFoss sends it right back deep again. Or Chichihar, sorry, and DeFoss has to go and get it. And the Ice Cats having trouble getting out of their own zone now. Chichihar is just on top of it. The Ice Cats, I think they're kind of a little bit of scoreboard watching now, to be honest. Kind of looking at how much time do we got here. And Chichihar on the attack again. Yan Ying Ying. Now Flint intercepts that pass in her own zone, circling, looking for someone. The outlet pass doesn't work out, and that'll go for an icing. That'll go all the way down the ice, and that'll come right back into the Ice Cat zone, where it's been all third period. As they trail 5-1 now. As Chichihar just continues to pull away. Chichihar wins that draw. Rister from the point. Good save there by Roche. Behind the net. See if they can get anything going. Still not quite. Now DeFoss has it. And still with it. Chichihar sends it back in deep. Both teams get a full line change going. A delayed offside from Chichihar. I don't think they know it though. Doesn't matter. The Ice Cats get it out of their zone. And they send it down. Taylor McCarthy sends it deep again. Now Porter. Ludgate. Hand pass against the Ice Cats. And at this point, I'm kind of surprised the referee would blow it dead for that. I didn't see much there. But nonetheless, it's just a face-off in the neutral zone. With 8 minutes remaining in this third period, the Ice Cats, not the result they've been looking for, as they actually tied this team 2-2 last year in a Vaughan Sports Village in last October. I think they'd do anything for a tie right now. And they're just not on the same page, as that pass just completely missed her pairing, Charlotte Porter, on one side of the neutral zone. And it goes back in the Chichihar zone deep, and they'll be the first remaining in this third period. Ice Cats, shot, deflected, wide of the net. Racing for it. Gosselin, first one to it. But Chichihar wins it right back again. Dill can't get it out of their zone. Now they do with some speed. The one player might beat, and she does. It's number 14, Ma Rui. But she just dumps it deep and gets a line change going. Ice Cats just struggling now to get out of their own zone. Yentis. Pass along the boards to Dunn. Chichihar defense. Slapper. A bit of high slapper. Porter. She's all right, though. Nice defensive job there to block the pass going right into the neutral zone. That was number 13, Elena Yentis. 6:40 remaining in this third period now. And that's going to be a penalty against the Ice Cats. Chichihar player goes down hard. That penalty will go to... Is that O'Neill Hawthorne again? Wow, the third time in the game, Madeline O'Neill Hawthorne is going to the bent box. This time for forward-checking, I believe it is. Or cross-checking, sorry. Not what the Ice Cats ordered. But with less than 7 minutes remaining, down by four. Going to be tough regardless. And the Ice Cats, or the Chichihar, straight away gets the power play set up. At the point, slap shot. Good save there by Roche. Wow. Impressive. And Richmond couldn't control it. But she just gets it out of the zone. And now Chichihar setting up the power play yet again. Along the slot. Aaron pass there. One of the rare Aaron passes on the power play by Chichihar. And Chichihar has it in the neutral zone. In no rush whatsoever. A minute 20 remaining on their power play still. 5 minutes remaining in the game overall. And Chichihar getting into the Ice Cats zone. Good job defensively there by Willis to break that up. And the Ice Cats just slap it down. 1 minute remaining on the power play still. Number 14, Ma Rui with it. Big collision there. I actually missed what happened. And Chichihar player, number 17, Dai Yushin, is actually going right to the bench. She hurt herself there. And you know what? With the game out of reach, don't take any chances. And the puck is still in the Ice Cat zone. DeFoss couldn't quite clear it. Healy trying to clear it. And it's number 27. There's a good opportunity. Just high and wide of the net. Ma Rui again. She's had a couple tonight already. Behind the net. Chichihar still on the attack. Tried to put in the slot. Couldn't. Good job defensively there by the Ice Cat to clear it out. As they go all the way down the ice and have to regroup. Smith. Good job defensively. Not letting Chichihar anything easy despite the result. Or despite the score of the game and the inevitable outcome it looks like right now. Chichihar entering that zone so easily. Right on net. Back to 5-on-5 action. Madison Roche gobbles that up. And it'll be a face-off. In the Ice Cats zone with 4:19 remaining. On the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. Only on Talk Sports Radio. Extra 90.5. The Ruddle Group and Kings Auto Wreckers. Peterborough Midget AA Ice Cats trailing. The visiting China Chichihar Randy Hockey Team. 5-1 from the Peterborough Memorial Center. And the result, well, the result really is secondary in this game. It's not a part of a tournament, just an exhibition game. Of course, you still want to win them all, but if you're going to lose one, this is the one to drop if you're in Ice Cats position. This is more about the memories, representing Canada and the culture here, and making sure that Chichihar feels welcomed and enjoys their stay, although it doesn't mean you have to let them win. And I know the Ice Cats not let them win today. The Chichihar simply deserves it. And the puck goes into the Chichihar zone. Ice Cats. Flint forechecking hard. Along the boards. Just keeps it in. Who was that? Porter, I believe it was. Good job there. Good effort. And Chichihar still trying to get it out of their own zone. It's number 26, Yan Yingying. And they just loop it down. The little outlet pass, finding absolutely no one. Except for MacArthur, but she has it, and I think that was part of the plan to get a full line change. And now the Ice Cats with speed into the neutral zone. O'Neill Hawthorne. No, not O'Neill Hawthorne. Ava Flint. And the Chichihar defense gobbles it up straight away. And Kovalek just couldn't keep that in. Yentas has to regroup. Backhands it back into the neutral zone. Chichihar looking to get the regain possession. They do just that. 3 minutes remaining now. And Yentas has it in her own zone. Flips it up. Chichihar defense all over that. Gets it first. Dai Yushun. Oh, turnover. Good glove save there by Young Yu. As the Ice Cats, that was their only scoring opportunity so far in this third period. And it wasn't much of a scoring opportunity. It was more just a shot on net. But nonetheless, still time. With 2:46 remaining in the third, the Ice Cats have a chance to at least get one back. As they trail 5-1 against the visiting Chi-Chi R&DT hockey team. And there's a turnover. Ice Cats on the attack. See what they can do with it. And it's going to be a 2-on-1 from Chi-Chi. Just offside. Just a bit too much on it. And that'll be a face-off in the neutral zone. Face-off in the neutral zone. Richmond lining up for the Ice Cats, and she wins it. Just kept onside the Ice Cats. Wrister. Ooh, good wrister there. Took a good effort by the goalie to save that. Another wrister, wide of the net this time. And Chi-Chi Har will have a chance to clear, but they cannot. O'Neill Hawthorne on her game. Keeps it in. O'Neill Hawthorne again along the boards, on the attack. And now Chi-Chi Har has a chance to clear. No, they don't. Healy keeps it in, sending it deep. Good forechecking by the Ice Cats to close out this game. Still trailing 5-1, though, with less than 2 minutes remaining. And now Chi-Chi Har gets it all the way down the ice. Won't be ice, no. It's right on net. And now it's number 7, Hannah Healy with it. Looking for a teammate. It goes all the way down the ice, and that's an icing. Minute 40 to go. The result is inevitable now as the Ice Cats trail 5-1. Faceoff will be to the right of Madison Roche, and despite her giving up 5 goals tonight, not her fault whatsoever. It could have actually been much more than that. She has been peppered with shots. Hard slap shots, wristers, one-timers. Every time Chi-Chi Har is on the power play, they look dangerous. And they're at the point. Fake the slap shot. Wrister. Good stop. Blocked by Richmond. Now Ives, the lone goal scorer for the Ice Cats. Now Chi-Chi Har. Deflection off the boards. Into the Ice Cats bench. Minute 08 remaining in this game. Again, Chi-Chi Har is a feeder team for the National Women's Team of the People's Republic of China and are in Ontario to participate in several exhibition games against teams from Ontario and the U.S. And you know what? What better place to come in the world to practice your hockey skills than Canada, North America, but Canada in particular. And there's 1 minute remaining in this game, and Chi-Chi Har is going to feel great after this game. Up 5-1. The Ice Cats, let's see if they can get one more in for good luck. Although Chi-Chi Har really hasn't been giving them anything to work with whatsoever. And now the Ice Cats battling for it. Trying to keep it in the attacking zone, get something. Good job by Smith. Let's see if the backhander in the slot. Somebody's home. Get the shot up. Oh, good opportunity there. There's going to be a penalty with 19 seconds remaining against Chi-Chi Har. Again, the result more than inevitable now. That's number 29, Liu Xiang, for Chi-Chi Har going to the box. Great to see this beautiful sport being played by teams across the world. I was going to say country or continent. Both those are incorrect. Expand the mind. Expand the sport. And you know what? Chi-Chi Har, they know what they're doing because they look like a very good team. And with 9 seconds in this game, the result, well, Chi-Chi Har is going to take this one by a score of 5-1. That does it. That's the final buzzer. Again, the Ruddle Group and Kings Auto Wreckers Peterborough Midget AA Ice Cats fall to the hands of the visiting China Chi-Chi R&DT hockey team by a score of 5-1 from the Peterborough Memorial Center. I'm Aaron Canton, and this was a very special edition of the Minor Hockey Game of the Week.
You've been listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. Have a comment or suggestion? Visit our website at ptbotoday.ca or send us a text. 705-874-9050. The Minor Hockey Game of the Week is an exclusive presentation of Talk Sports Radio. Extra 90.5.